Yay. Happy Mother's Day. That is a experience I will never want to bear, that I cannot handle. So thank you to all the mothers, those who are acting mothers, those who are guardians, those who are being mothers. And thank you so much to my mother, if she's watching, because I wouldn't be here today. But Mother's Day offers us this precious gift, an opportunity to honor and respect the contributions of women all around the world who are mothers, who have deeply impacted our lives. And as we gather today, I was sitting last week and the week before, actually, but mostly last week, trying to figure out, how do we honor mothers? How can we bring this sermon together to talk about motherhood and what it means to be a mom and stuff like that? And then I'm a guy. I don't have much insight. But as all things, when looking into sermons and preaching, I go to the Bible. And today, I think we would focus on Mary. Because when I think of mother and motherhood, the mother of Jesus Christ, I believe and see all these attributes that she had. Her life is not just a fascinating story, but this tapestry woven with lessons of faith, surrender, obedience, and strength. And I believe that's true for all mothers around the world. And though we're going to be examining Mary's journey, I'm hoping and praying that it speaks to all mothers through what Mary has gone through, how we can relate and see all the moms. But there's definitely something special about being a mother. Her willingness to comfort, her willingness to teach, to inspire, to have patience when no one else will. And the love a mother shows her children is just a beautiful thing to witness. And as we grow up and have our own children, we come to realize how much patience and love our mothers have had in our life. For instance, I want to tell you a little story. And it's about this mom pushing her cart through Walmart. Okay, so she's pushing her cart through Walmart, and her little girl in this cart is just screaming the entire time. We've all been there, right? We've all seen it, witnessed it. This little girl is screaming, and the mother is saying out loud, "Now calm down, Ellen, and it'll be all right, Ellen, it'll be all right. It's almost time to go home, Ellen." And one of the Walmart clerks said to the woman, "Ma'am, I have to commend you how patient you are here with little Ellen." And the mom looked back at the clerk and said, "Lady, I'm Ellen." She was calming herself down. "It'll be all right, Ellen. It's almost time to go home, Ellen." But through the struggles of motherhood at times, through the witness, we also see this patience and this willingness to endure what most don't. To endure and have the love, because of the love they have for their children. And mothers do amazing things because of love. So this morning, we're going to look at the life of one mother, Mary. And I'm not going to have any verses on the screen because we're going to be jumping around a little bit. But mother, the Mary of Christ. And we see these few attributes of what makes a loving and godly mother. You see, Mary was a normal woman. who was asked by God to do something amazing. And out of her love for God and faith, she raised the Savior of the world. And it all started with her willingness to obey God in her life. In Luke 1, verse 38, it says, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. And this is when the angel comes to her and says that you will bear a son. And he's talking about Jesus Christ. And her response is obedient to the Lord, saying, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." So when the angel Gabriel visited Mary, this astounding news that she would bear the Son of God, her response is just exemplary of all believers. She said, "I am the Lord's servant." And she was declaring her readiness to follow God's will, regardless of this personal cost or confusion. Mary's life dramatically shifted during this time with this encounter. She was a young girl with dreams and expectations in her life. But in an instant, those were transformed by God's divine plan for her. And how often do we encounter situations like this that ask for our trust, for our obedience, steering us away from the comfort of what we think we want in life and to God's purpose? So imagine just the challenge that Mary faces when this news is presented. A miraculous conception, this potential social scorn that she's going to face, this, where am I at? There I am. Okay. But yet she modeled submission and trust. Her willingness to just capture the truth and to obey God is vital for all mothers in God's design. And God's design deserves trust, especially when our own plans diverge us into His plan. So as a godly mother like Mary, she is known for surrendering her own design, but investing deeply into God's blueprint for her life and the life of her child, Jesus, and the life of her children. And mothers around the world, mothers here today, in the same way, you're known for surrendering your own ambition, your own desires for that of your children. It happens all the time. You hear about it all the time when a mother is halfway through school or she's on her way to be doing something and she has a child and she decides, "I'm going to care for this child." And then years later, hopefully, at times, they return to school or they finish out and they get that opportunity. But a lot of times, mothers take this opportunity and they're like, "This is now what I'm doing." They abandon all else for their children the moment a child is born. And it's one thing that I know I'll never, ever be able to comprehend. And for instance, I might just be different. I might not be as an emotional type of guy as some. Maybe more emotional than some, if I'm being honest. But when my wife was pregnant with our first son, with our daughter, same thing happened both times. She spent these 9-ish months bonding, feeling, embracing, literally embracing this child. And all the time that she would say, feel this kick, feel that, I'm like, cool. I didn't understand the connection yet. And it doesn't mean I don't love my children. I was happy. But there's something so different, so much deeper for a mom during that time. And I think, I truly think that it's during those months, during that time, and during the time of, you know, caring for the children right out the gate, being there when the father's sleeping at times. Sorry. Love you. That they build this deep bond. And while I have a bond of my own with my kids, I do not have that connection. It wasn't until my son and daughter were born that I physically held him in my hands that I was like, oh, I love you. You know what I mean? Like, I still loved them, but that's when the connection started for me. It was when tangible, and I think that's just normal for guys. When we have a tangible thing, we have something in our hand, a tool, a hammer, a book, a video game controller, something, it becomes tangible to us. So in the same way, when we hold our child for the first time, it becomes tangible. But a mother's love starts before that. And it's so much deeper. So like a godly mother, known for surrendering yourself for the care and love of your children. Mary also has faith in this face of the unknown. So faith is this blueprint when your path remains unclear. And Mary's faith as she navigated scandal, when people were wondering, why are you pregnant? People wondering what's going on, this uncertainty and the weight of this prophetic promise that she carried. But with Joseph initially grappling with doubt, their long journey to Bethlehem, and this unique circumstance surrounding Jesus' birth, Mary teaches us that faith is not absence of fear, but the resolve to move forward despite it. And I think another amazing attribute of a mother is what she will do in face of fear for her children. That her mother's faith is a lighthouse in the storm, providing assurance and direction to her children. In our world today, you know, mothers encounter countless uncertainties. Life is unpredictable, filled with moments that test your endurance and faith. And Mary's story, this story of her life and Jesus, reminds us that courage is not cultivated in ease, but through the resilience that she had in God through that adversity. So for every mother that may be facing uncertain times in your life, for every mother that may be facing these unknown valleys, Mary's journey is an invitation for us all to hold on to faith as she did, knowing that God walks alongside the uncertainty, alongside this journey with promise and provision. And then we see Mary's quiet strength and reflection. In Luke 2, verse 19, it says, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. So after the shepherds came to worship the newborn Jesus, bringing testimonies, an angelic host, Mary responded by treasuring these moments and pondering them within her heart. She took it. She embraced it. And this response illustrates this inner strength of a godly mother to embrace, to see what's happening around her children and take it, ponder it, reflect on it, saying, what am I doing better? How can I embrace this? How can I help my child through this? Are things that a mother thinks about. So imagine the intensity of these moments where these prophecies are realized through her child. Shepherds are offering worship. The divine assurance is unfolding. Mary being told from the beginning that she would give birth to a son who would be the Messiah. and understanding that God perseveres in her life and in everyday experiences. So in today's fast-paced world, this quality of reflection and pause, to treasure significant moments, to ponder God's extraordinary work through a mother's child. And just take a moment to reflect on what a mom is doing and how she's able to provide for her children and embrace them. And then the part of Mary's life that we might not think about as much because there's so much emphasis, which rightfully so, is on Jesus on the cross. But Mary's presence at the cross, that agony as a mother that she must have felt. In John 19, 25 through 27, it says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, woman, this is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. And if you fast forward to the crucifixion, we find Mary standing at the foot of the cross, her heart pierced by this unfathomable sorrow. But she remained, offering her presence in Jesus' darkest hour. And Jesus, in midst of his profound suffering, acknowledging Mary, his mother, and trusting her to John's care. And this moment continues to show us this power of a mother's love. This constant support, their presence in unyielding source of strength. Whether in moments of triumph, whether in moments of pain, a mother is there. A mother is steadfast. And Mary's presence at the cross mirrors the hearts of many mothers in our world to bear witness to their child, to their struggles, to their triumphs, to their glorious days, to what they're going through, offering consolation. For every mother in difficult times, Mary's resilience, Mary's steadfastness is a reminder and a love and a beacon of hope, even in life's darkest passages. Because as we celebrated Easter just a few weeks ago and celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins, we also now just take a moment and think about Mary, the mother, and how she felt. But through this constant support, we also see Mary's continued support through this as a disciple, as in discipleship with the others. In Acts 1:14, it says, they all joined together consistently in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So after Jesus' resurrection and ascension, we see Mary's presence in the upper room praying and waiting alongside the disciples for the Holy Spirit's descent. And this shows us that Mary's life, she's this mother, she raises this child, she raises the Messiah, she lives for him, she's with him, she is helping him through heartache, she is guiding him, he is also nurturing her, he's providing her warmth, he's providing her just a happy heart as mothers just in this joy of seeing their children live their life. And then after this, through the sorrow, through the anguish, she's joining in prayer. She's being consistent. She is with them, praying and waiting, and revealing her continuous growth in faith, her continuous love and growth for Christ. Because another thing I feel is that a mother's love does not stop. It continues to grow. Day after day, the love a mom has for her child when they are born is not the same amount of love that a mom has for a child when they grow, when they graduate, when they get their first car. It just continues to grow. I do not know how a mother has the room for that much love, the patience for that much love. And once again, just sharing a little bit as a guy, the limited understanding I have to this, and the only the connection that I can make is that I remember when my son was born, having my son, and then my daughter, we found out that Megan was pregnant with our daughter. I had this moment of fear, and I was like, how can I love, no, don't take this offense, I was like, how can I love my daughter as much as my son, because I feel that my son has my whole heart? But then I realized when my daughter was born, I cannot explain it, and I think everyone will understand it, but it's like God gives us a second heart to love just as fully our other children. So I have just as much love for my daughter as I do for my son with my whole heart. And it only makes sense because I feel that God blesses us with that extra heart of love for our children. But once again, mothers have this connection. And I feel that God gave me this ability to love both my children. But there's something about mothers that I think that you still only have one heart. But I think it's because you have so much ability to love and grow that there's no limitations to your love. There's no bounds to how much a mother can love, that a mother's heart can take on the love to eternity for her children. And I see Mary in this, reflecting on her journey, this role that she has in her life. She is a godly mother. She is an example. She's setting this spiritual tone within her home, within her community. And she's continuing to pursue God's will in her life. It inspires us. It inspires those around her to seek a deeper relationship with God. Mary's life encourages mothers to never become stagnant, but to consistently embrace spiritual growth, to consistently grow closer to God, because in growing closer to God, as Mary continued to do, it allowed her to grow closer to her son. And when we grow close to God, we know the love that he has that we can have for our children. And Mary's life shows this consistency to embrace this growth, which influenced generations to come. And as a church, when we look at Mary's life, her faith, her quiet meditations, her love that endures, even at the foot of the cross, we look beyond her to the one she bore, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And Mary was chosen not because she was perfect, but because she was willing. And her obedience made way for her for the greatest gift humanity has ever received, Jesus, the Son of God, who came to redeem a broken world, including each and every one of us. And Jesus, who Mary carried and nurtured, whom she loved, stood by, did not just live a good life, But Jesus lived a perfect life. He taught truth, restored the brokenness, healed the sick, and most importantly, laid down his life so that we may live. And at the cross, we see not only Mary's heartbreaking, but we also see God's heartbreaking for us, for our sin, for our pain, for our separation from him. And in this moment, Jesus bore the weight of our failure, our regrets, our burdens, and he took them upon himself so that we may be forgiven and set free. And Mary, the mother of Christ, knew that this had to happen. And her love, and her in awe of her son, knowing that her son needed to do this, had the courage to endure this so that humanity can benefit. And that is a love that is beyond measure. And at that moment when Jesus bore the weight of our sins and died on the cross, this is why he didn't stay in the tomb, but on the third day rose again and conquered death for us to endure, for us to be offered eternal life. And this stands for everyone. Not just mothers, but for fathers, children, young, old. You are loved by God with an everlasting love, and his arms are open to you today. But today we honor motherhood. We honor the mothers in our life because we have to remember that it's through mothers that we are here. It's through a mother and her willingness to be obedient and her willingness to obey that Christ was able to come and be a perfect and holy sacrifice for our sins. It was because of a mother and her love and her devotion. So we reflect on the beauty of Mary's faith. We reflect on her strength. We reflect on her courage to say yes. And through all this, Jesus invites you to come into a relationship, not once you're fixed, not once you're all put back together, but so he can heal you and save you and walk with you. And remember that the gospel is this: that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that promise is for you, and that love is poured out for you because of a love of a mother. I'm going to invite the worship team back up. But today I hope and pray that we all have the ability to say thank you to those who are mothers. And while there's some of us that I know can't physically say thank you to their mom, we know we can still say thank you. And they know. And to all the moms here, to all the moms online, to all the moms around the world, we just say thank you for your strength, for your courage. Because even at times, you might be in the background, you might be on the sidelines. We all know it. We all hear it. The moms are the ones who are the loudest. The moms are the ones who are overheard. You rarely hear the story of the dad yelling on the sideline. You definitely hear the story of the mom yelling. But it's that passion, it's that love, it's that just courageous intensity why God gave moms this ability to love. Because that intensity and that passion is what was needed to raise the child of God and to raise everyone in the world. So we thank you, mothers, for all that you do. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone here, for moms everywhere. We just thank them for who they are in our life. We thank them for their guidance, their willingness to give up their ambitions for us. And then they just love us and raise us and nurture us. And Lord, we thank you for the strength that you've given mothers, because it's through that strength that we are built, that we grow, that we have our own strength. It's through their example. And Lord, we thank you for Mary. We thank you for this example that we can see, that we can reflect on in our lives, so we can continue to grow and learn and be guided by your love for us. In your name we pray. Amen.